听力课堂，听 class.com。
4. Memos. Dialogue 1.
I've been waiting here in the conference room for 10 minutes already. What time does our meeting start? Where is everyone anyway?
Didn't you hear about that? Our meeting was postponed until Friday.
What? The meeting was postponed? No one told me anything about it.
Didn't you get the memo?
What memo? There haven't been any memos this whole week. I check my inbox every day, and I haven't seen anything.
The memo went out 3 days ago. It should have made it to your inbox, but maybe it got lost in all the clutter on your desk.
You know how things get piled up on my desk when I am busy. I know that sometimes I do misplace things, but I always read all the memos that go around. They go directly to my inbox. Are you sure it was sent to the whole office?
It should have gone around to everybody. They also posted a copy of the memo in the break room. Don't you ever look at the messages posted on the bulletin board?
I'm usually too busy to take a bunch of coffee breaks and gossip by the water cooler. Anyway, I am sure the memo never got to my inbox. I'll have to talk to our secretary about it.
That's right. You never know what you're missing out on if you don't read the memos. Dialogue 2.
Ms. Dawson, I need you to take a dictation for me.
Yes, sir.
This should go out as an intra-office memorandum to all employees by this afternoon. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Attention all staff. Effective immediately, all office communications are restricted to email correspondence and official memos. The use of instant message programs by employees during work hours is strictly prohibited.
Sir, does this apply to intra-office communications only, or will it also restrict external communications?
It should apply to all communications, not only in this office between employees, but also any outside communications.
But, sir, many employees use instant messaging to communicate with their clients.
They will just have to change their communication methods. I don't want anyone using instant messaging in this office. It wastes too much time. Now please continue with the memo. Where were we?
This applies to internal and external communications.
Yes. Any employee who persists in using instant messaging will first receive a warning and be placed on probation. At second offense, the employee will face termination. Any questions regarding this new policy may be directed to department heads.
Is that all?
Yes. Please get this memo typed up and distributed to all employees before 4 p.m. ¶¶